97.9, 105.5, KISS FM. It's Big Papa in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen on the line, Michael Lohan. Michael, how you doing, bro?
Great. Happy holidays. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Where am I catching you this morning?
I'm in West Hollywood in California.
Well, thank you very much for getting up early. Question number one, I'm sure it's the question you get asked the most. How's Lindsay?
Fantastic. I mean, she's back where she should have been a while ago, back at the top of her game like she was. And let's just pray to God that she stays there when she gets out.
Now, she's at over 100 days sober at this point, correct?
Yeah, today is 100 days. That's right.
So, when going through this process that she's gone through, everyone knows what she's, you know, what she's done. And the thing is, we have a perception of what she's done, but no one really knows because the media only gets a sliver of it. How bad was it at the worst?
It was really bad. I mean, you saw it in the press, it played out, you saw the pictures. I mean, a picture says 1,000 words. No one had to say how bad it was getting when you get arrested, when you're found with drugs. I mean, it was getting pretty bad. And there were other instances that weren't reported that were, you know, they were horrifying. The phone calls from her mom telling me how she was at death's doorstep, calls from Lindsay in the middle of the night. It was scary. You know, I'm sorry I spoke out like I did, but I felt it necessary at the time because I had nowhere to turn. And I had to kind of put her in a corner and you know, let the courts and the people see that she needed help. She didn't need to be in jail.
We're talking to Michael Lohan. RecoveryHub.org is the website, RecoveryHub.org. Or you can call 1-800-396-3221. Talk a little bit about Recovery Hub, if you could.
It's a fantastic program. It was started by a gentleman named Greg Lagner. Greg was an attorney, and he had his own problems, and he turned his life around and dedicated it to helping people. His partner, Dave Smith, out of Texas, is another great guy who went through his own issues. And these are two men that I work with that have a heart for saving people. They have, you know, they've turned over their lives to helping people. They had professional careers, and all they're about is just, you know, trying to save people's lives and put them in the right program. Recovery Hub not only finds the appropriate program according to your addiction, but your financial need as well. We scope out all of the programs we deal with. We vet them out, and we decide which ones we want to deal with and which we don't. And they've had a great success rate. We're opening up a number of rehabs of our own in Texas and Palm Springs and Atlanta and here in California. And it's going to be an array of services from low-end to high-end.
It's recoveryhub.org is the website. We're talking to Michael Lohan. Michael, do you feel with the relationship with you and Dina, and you know that as bad as it's gotten at points? And again, I don't really know for sure. All I know is what I see on the internet and what I see on TV. There are a lot of people that say that the bad relationship that you and Dina have helped resulted in Lindsay's downfall and now her turning herself around. What do you say to people who say that?
I agree with them 100%. 100%.
You do.
It was of course I do, and I've been saying that all along. It was a result of our divorce. It was a result of Lindsay not having a mom and dad. Their kids should not be used as pawns, and they should not be put in the middle of a divorce. We brought our children into the world. It's our responsibility as parents and as adults to do the right thing and lead them down the wrong path, the right path. If parents have dissension between each other and they can't put their differences aside, there's going to be a crack in that child's life and they fill it with the wrong things. Unfortunately, I've been begging Dina for years, ever since the divorce, to please just put our differences aside and let's be there for our children, and especially Lindsay, because she's the one who had the real issue that we had to deal with.
Now, Michael, are you afraid that that Allie may go down the same road? Because there have been, you know, there's been times where Allie's been photographed with Lindsay hanging out and doing stuff at night. Is there a concern there?
Well, there's always a concern, but no, Allie's a strong, strong kid. We, you know, it's funny because usually when there's a child in a family that has had problems in their life, the other ones learn from it. It's not that often that you see a number of children in the same family that have addictive problems. All of my kids are very against drinking and drugs. Michael, Allie, and Cody.
Right.
And now Lindsay is. The big test comes when she gets out and the people she surrounds herself with and if she stays structured and in the program. This is a lifelong disease. It never ends. I was addicted at one time. I drank and used cocaine when I worked on Wall Street. And it's a disease. That's why it bothers me when people knock people that have alcohol or drug issues, because it's a disease. Do people knock other people that have cancer or heart disease? No. It's the same thing. Why pick on people? You don't pick on people because they have cancer. Why pick on a person because they have a disease like alcoholism or drug addiction?
We're talking to Michael Lohan. The website is recoveryhub.org. Are you afraid, do you think that Samantha Ronson is a bad influence? Are you afraid that the two of them will hang out once Lindsay gets out of rehab and you think that's a bad thing?
I'm not saying she's a bad influence. I'm saying that lifestyle, if Lindsay hangs around Samantha in clubs and things, you really have to focus on the people, places, and things in your life. And if Samantha's at a club and Lindsay goes to a club, it's going to be hard for her to stay sober around all those people. They throw things at her. It's all around you. You're not going to, you know, it's like putting your hand on a hot burner. If you know it's going to burn you, don't do it.
Right.
So she's got to be careful about who she surrounds herself with.
Michael, you know, we're talking a lot about your daughter Lindsay Lohan, but you yourself have been in the tabloids and have been on the websites for a long time as well. Do you think you're characterized in the wrong way in the media?
Absolutely, in a lot of ways. I mean, but then again, it's all rumors. It's conjecture. You can do 100 good things and one bad, and they're gonna personify the bad.
Michael?
I've always been a father first, and I don't do everything right in my life, but you know what? All I care about is my children. I don't make money off my daughter. I was never part of her career or orchestrating her, governing her life. I'm not her manager. I'm her dad. And both Dina and I should just be parents. We don't need to be involved in our career.
What's the biggest misconception about you in the media?
Yeah, I care about the press for myself. As a matter of fact, I'm here today to talk about Recovery Hub. I'm not here to talk about me. I'm here to talk about a program that saves lives.
Right.
I'm here to talk about the two people that started this that were professionals and they gave up their careers just to help people. Greg and David are great guys. They've dedicated their lives to helping people, and I admire them. I admire anyone that does things like this.
Again, it's Michael Lohan. The website, recoveryhub.org. The phone number, 1-800-396-3221. Details, when is Lindsay scheduled to be released at this point?
January 3rd. That's good. The court is releasing on January 3rd, and then she has to appear back in court on February 22nd. And it's going to be testing ground from the 3rd to the 22nd. I just hope that she stays close to me and she listens to what I say and she surrounds herself with the right people.
I was going to ask if there's a game plan in place for that day and for the time between, at least for the first couple weeks. Is there a game plan in place, or is it just, you know, she's calling the shots and whatever she says goes?
Well, you know, there's a game plan. There's a game plan. There is a game plan, and they're still structuring it. But it's going to be up to Lindsay what she does. She's a 24-year-old, woman, and she can make her own decisions. But, you know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
Right.
And the water's in front of her, and it's there to nourish her. And just like a plant along a river, she can grow and flourish from it.
We're talking to Michael Lohan, and the website is recoveryhub.org. The 1-800-396-3221 is the phone number. It's a rehab referral company. Before you get going, one thing we do, it's called the Quick Six. It's 6 questions, 60 seconds. Let's everyone get to know a little bit more about you, all right?
Here we go.
All right, here we go. 3 shows that are on your DVR, Michael Lohan.
On my DVR? Oh, my gosh. Celebrity Rehab, Leverage, and what else do I watch? CNN.
Favorite toy as a child?
My hockey stick.
What movie will you stop and watch every single time it's on?
P.S. I Love You.
Last song you downloaded to your iPod?
Oh, my gosh. House of the Stone and the Light by Martin Page.
Favorite body part of the opposite sex?
The head. That's the most important. We need someone with some brains.
Favorite toy as an adult?
I consider my Bible my toy. It's everything in my life.
There it is. It's Michael Lohan. RecoveryHub.org is the website. Phone number 800-396-3221. I know you've been through a lot. I know your entire family has been through a lot, and especially your daughter, Lindsay. Good luck with everything, and thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
No, and I thank you. That was a lot of fun. Thank you very much. God bless you.
Have a great holiday yourself. Michael Lohan, everybody. We're going to break, come back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.